I think this is the end result of the closed primary system that was put in place by the Republicans a while ago that closes the Republican ballot to just Republicans and N's and U's who choose that ballot. What we have is a situation where that leads to the successful election of people who are not as moderate, who are more extreme in their views.
And you were quoted in the Anchorage Daily News as saying people have got to start looking at the fact right now that Miller, who advocates cutting federal spending, has just gotten elected.
Within a Republican primary, you've got a situation where people believe that his views on Prop 2 are very much more important, almost to the extent that his position on federal spending is shoved into the background. Joe Miller, frankly, didn't spend much time talking about his views on federal spending until really after the vote had taken place, and he went on Meet the Press and started saying in no uncertain terms what his views were. And of course, Lisa Murkowski didn't spend nearly as much time as she should have during the course of the campaign making sure that people understood exactly what they were buying into.
Miller calls himself a constitutional conservative, but as you mentioned already, some of his views did not come out until last week's interview with Face the Nation, in which Miller apparently alluded to the fact that unemployment and Medicare are possibly unconstitutional in his viewpoint.
Right. You know, and I'm not sure what all that means. I mean, as Lisa Murkowski herself pointed out in the running debate on your stations just a couple of weeks ago when Joe Miller quizzed her about her unconstitutional votes, she said that, of course, having an Air Force could be argued to be unconstitutional, since the Constitution only spells out a need for an army and a navy. But, you know, this is what Alaskans have chosen, or at least the Alaskans who showed up in the Republican primary.
That was a fairly small percentage of Alaskan voters. How does this primary translate to the November election?
Well, it's a whole different kettle of fish in November. Not only do you get all the Democrats and the Libertarians and the Alaska Independents coming into the room, you also get all the nonpartisans and the undeclareds who didn't pick the Republican ballot. But perhaps even more important than that, you've got a tremendous skewing in primary elections. You get people who are more inclined to be primary voters than others. There are people who turn out very regularly for primary elections. Primary voters tend to be more affiliated with the actual parties and consider selection of a candidate in a primary to be more their responsibility. And then the other thing, of course, was the existence of Prop 2 on the ballot, which was the parental notification, which brought out, I'm pretty sure, I don't have any facts to back this up, but I think it was fairly clear that Prop 2 motivated on the yes side of the spectrum, the vast majority of whom were Joe Miller supporters, brought them out, you know, to the point where the profile of people who voted in the Republican primary, both demographically and ideologically, was nothing like the profile of what we'll see in the general election. And I think the danger that Joe Miller runs right now is that while he succeeded in the primary, he may have put himself in a situation where he's not palatable to the people that show up in November. What will happen, we'll just have to wait and see. One thing's for sure is that only in Alaska can stuff like this happen.
You mentioned in the Anchorage Daily News online article that Lisa Murkowski really didn't do a good job in painting a picture for the voters of who Joe Miller really is. Why not? Why do you think she didn't do that?
It's the heartburn that a lot of candidates have for engaging in negative campaigning. When you've got a situation where you're being attacked by an opponent, some candidates have this feeling that taking the high road is the way to go. And I think Lisa specifically used those words, that she was taking the high road.